Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Okay. Well, hey, so I know Cindy's got an upbeat message. Do you, Cindy? Okay. She's not, okay. So we're looking forward to hearing from Cindy. We're glad she's here and she's got the lesson today, and I know it's going to bless you. So we're going to let her just slide right on in here, and I'll slide out, and then afterwards, just go ahead and close the program out.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I have been on the bandwagon of today advocating for meeting in person. So Steve can tell you that. Because I miss y'all. It's just not the same. My imagination is not good enough to imagine you all sitting out there. So I just have to look for the day when we're all together again. So I can't wait for that. Well, today I wanted to talk about put it on. You may be asking, what? Put on what? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to tell you. There are things that we have to do for ourselves. Scripture talks about clothing ourselves with certain things. We don't live in a time where, or in an economic class, where we have people who dress us. Like, I don't have a lady's maid at home that comes and picks out my clothes for me and then dresses me every day. If I were rich, maybe I would, but I'm not, so I don't. There are things I have to do for myself. I have to pick out my clothes. I have to put them on every day. And Scripture talks about things we have to do for ourselves. Thinking about clothes and putting them on for yourselves, I'm reminded of the story of the emperor's new clothes. And how these two crooks came into town and convinced this emperor, who was very prideful and very happy with his wardrobe and that kind of thing, and they convinced him that they had the most beautiful set of clothes that only the most intelligent people could see. And so they convinced him to let them make this wonderful set of clothing for him, which they sort of did. They didn't, but they pretended to make it. They put it on. The king, or the emperor, is naked. He has no clothes on, but nobody wants to say he is. They all want to act like they're smart. They don't want to be looked upon as dumb. So they're all agreeing that this is the most wonderful set of clothes that they've ever seen. Until finally, this child says, the emperor doesn't have any clothes on. And that's when everybody realized they'd all been taken, that really, these guys were crooks, that the emperor really didn't have clothes on. Well, I think that there are too many times that we as Christians think we have our spiritual clothes on, but really, we're spiritually naked. So we've got to make sure that we put our spiritual clothes on every day. Scripture says, because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Don't do any of that stuff. But instead, clothe yourselves with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourselves think about ways to indulge your evil desires. So the very first thing we have to clothe ourselves with is we must clothe ourselves with the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the basic thing. None of the other things you can do on your own without Jesus. You have to choose him. You have to choose to walk in his presence every day. You have to choose to let him help you navigate through life. You have to choose that. But that is the first step that you have to do. Salvation is the most important thing we can all do, and I think we all agree with that. It's not easy, though. But sometimes we are mistaken into thinking that once we accept Christ and we have the Holy Spirit in our life, then there are certain things that are just automatic that we don't have to do anymore. It's like magic, but it's really not. We still have to do certain things. Scripture also says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become more like Him. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, which is compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So point two is clothe yourselves with mercy. Mercy is compassion. We can't allow ourselves to become hardened to the plight of others. And I think it's all too easy to do today when we see other people and we think, well, we don't want to be taken. We don't want somebody to trick us. So we kind of harden ourselves against having compassion, and we really shouldn't. Compassion is what motivates you to go out of your way for somebody else. Maybe it's paying for somebody's food at the drive-thru. Maybe it's paying for somebody's groceries at the store when you can tell they don't have very much, or you just want to be nice. Maybe there's an elderly lady there, or a little old man who hardly can't move, and you want to carry his groceries out to the car. I mean, all of these things are just nice things to do for people, holding the door open for people. I know that there was a time when women would give men a hard time for opening the door for them because, you know, they can open it themselves. Well, anybody's welcome to open the door for me, and I'm happy for them too, and I'm happy to open the door for other people. That's just the way we should be. We should be compassionate, and you know, we need compassion to keep us from being selfish. It's very easy to be selfish. It's in our nature. But we need to think of others and not think of ourselves all the time. Point three, clothe yourselves with kindness. Kindness is the Greek, and the Greek means moral goodness or integrity. In other words, just do the right thing. Just be nice and kind to people. A couple of things that come to mind when I think of kindness, I remember a time where my mother and I were, and this was a long time ago, I don't even remember why we were there, but we were going down Main Street by the stockyards, and she realized she had a flat tire. So we pull over to the side. Well, it was back before cell phones. We didn't have a cell phone. We couldn't, you know, we were going to have to walk and find it, go in a store and see if we could use their phone or something. But I had convinced myself that with just reading the instructions, I could change this tire. So I have the instructions out, and I'm reading them. And this gentleman comes along, and he looks at the car, and he looks at me with the instruction book out, and he starts motioning. He's speaking to me, but he's speaking in Spanish, so I can't understand him. And he doesn't speak English, and I don't speak Spanish, so we had to rely on sign language, basically. So he's pointing to the tire, and he's motioning like he would change it for us. So I said, okay. Thought it'd be a lot faster than me reading the instructions. So he changed it with just in a couple of minutes. I mean, it was so fast. And then he would not let us pay him. He was just being kind. And when I think of kindness, I think of that man who just stopped what he was doing. I'm sure he had some place to go and something to do, and just did it out of the goodness of his heart, just to help two ladies out who were dumb enough to think they could read the instructions and finally do it. But I think of another time, another act of kindness is when Brian was in Kuwait in Desert Storm, and he was coming back, and Drew wasn't around then, but it was Kyle. Kyle was with me. He was a little thing. He was in kindergarten, and we had these signs because we were at the airport to welcome him home. It was back in the days when you could go right up to the gate. You could be waiting for people to come off the plane back in the good old days. And he had this sign, Welcome Home Daddy, and it had yellow ribbons all over it. And he was just so excited. And the plane that came in before his dad's flight came in, they let all the people off, and the stewardess came, and she sees this sign, and she says, hey, you want to come on, do you like airplanes? And Kyle was an airplane nut. I mean, he loved airplanes. So it was right up his alley. So they took him on the plane, and he got to sit in the cockpit. He got to talk to the pilot. He got some little wings, you know, stuff like that. And it was just a small thing in a way, but it meant so much to him, and it meant so much to me that they would take the time for my son. So it was just that act of kindness. Kindness just goes such a long way. So we need to clothe ourselves every day with kindness. And then also we need to clothe ourselves with humility. Now, humility is having the correct estimation of yourself, not thinking of yourself as better than others. When I think of humility, I think, well, we all think, I know, of Jesus, who came from heaven, came down to live on this earth, and give himself up for us. I mean, that is humble. He lived among humans that he actually helped create. I mean, he was part of the Godhead. He did all of that. and became and lived among us. And that just baffles my mind. But then I think of other people like Mother Teresa, who lived among the poor. She didn't just go down there and help them out every day. She lived among them. That is just an act of humility. I think about people who may own a business, but they don't think they're too good to go clean the bathroom, you know, or to pick up stock shelves, whatever it may be. Just because they own it, they don't think that they are all of that. They just think that, hey, I'm just another person here and I'm going to help. And they're happy to help customers and all of those kind of things. And that is just an act of humility as well. It shows that they're not prideful, but they're humble. And we should all have that kind of humility. And then clothe ourselves with gentleness. Now, Max Lucado said, I choose gentleness. Nothing is won by force. I choose to be gentle. If I raise my voice, may it be only in praise. If I clench my fist, may it be only in prayer. If I make a demand, may it be only of myself. I just saw that and thought that was such a good way of explaining gentleness a little bit. You know, we tell little kids, you see, people put videos on Facebook and stuff all the time of, you know, a family has a new baby and the older sibling comes running in and they're all excited and they want to hold the baby. And so, you know, the parents are a little nervous, but they have the child sit down and they hand off the baby and they say, okay, be gentle, you know, because usually the kids just want to hug it and, you know, like a kid with a kitten. They just want to almost are strangling the kitten because it's such a sweet kitty and the kitten's meowing because it just, you know, it can't breathe and it wants to get down. But you notice that the parents, to kind of help that atmosphere of gentleness, they don't say, stop, you know, stop squeezing the cat. Usually they just say, be gentle, you know, so they even gentle their voices. So everything about us should be gentle. We have to put that on every day too, because I don't know about you, but I don't wake up in the morning thinking, even thinking about it, really. A lot of these things, I don't wake up and think, okay, today I need to be gentle. Today I need to be humble. You know, they're not something you get out of bed and run down a list unless some of you have it written down or you've just got this mental checklist you do every day. I don't know. But I don't typically do it. But I need to. We need to think about these things because they're not automatic. We've got to think about it and do it. The next one is clothe ourselves with patience. I've heard it said that patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to wait with a good attitude. That is true. Very true, because, you know, you can tell when people are in line, boy, you can tell the ones who are, you know, maybe just flipping through a magazine or just making nice conversation with the people beside them, or not beside them anymore, but behind them or in front of them. But, and then you have those who are just griping away. They're so negative. Every time I come here, they don't have enough registers open. This is ridiculous. And they just go on and on and on. Not only are they not patient, they have a bad attitude. And so we need to be patient, but the proof is in the pudding. If you can wait with a good attitude, you're on, well on your way to having some patience there. I read an article the other day about patience, and it says choose an activity. This is how you can cultivate it in your life. So this article says, I'm not truly convinced, but it says, choose an activity you perform every day, like touching a doorknob, brushing your teeth, turning a page of a book. And as you're doing it, you turn it and you think about patience. I am patiently turning the page. I'm going to patiently turn the doorknob. Now, as I was reading this article, I thought that this exercise in and of itself might try my patience. Because I think it would be a little irritating, but it may help you. So there you are. Scripture also says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. You know, some people it's easy to forgive because you think, oh, you know, they're my friend and they really didn't mean that or what have you. But people you don't know who offend you, it's not so easy sometimes to forgive because you just kind of already have it built up in your head that they're just not a very nice person if they would say that or do that or what have you. But we've got to forgive everyone according to scripture. You don't get to pick and choose who you forgive. We do pick and choose who we forgive, but we shouldn't because it says we are to forgive anyone who offends us. So we've got to be careful about that. And then it says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Above all, clothe ourselves with love. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. So above all, clothe yourselves with love. You know, every good thing flows out of love. All of these other things we've talked about flow out of love. And when I think about love, I know you've all seen the picture of the Grim Reaper. He's got this big, I know you're thinking, where are you going with this? You're just talking about love and now you're talking about the Grim Reaper. Hang with me here. I've got a point. But, you know, that cloak that you see him wearing, it's like over his head, over his face. It comes down, you know, to past his bony hand that every once in a while might be shown, you know. But I think of love, if we clothe ourselves with love, as like having that cloak all over us and that we are just totally, when people see us, when you see the Grim Reaper, you see a cloak, a cloaked figure. I want people when they see me to see the love of Jesus. So to me, that cloak is that love of Jesus that just covers us all over and just helps us to, you know, just to think about that in your mind would help you to remember you've got to put that cloak on every day. You've got to love people every day. And in conclusion, every day you've got to be fully clothed with Jesus. You've got to be compassionate. You have to have compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and above all, love. And we cannot afford to leave any of these out. We've really got to think about them every day, that we've got to put them on. And so what I would ask you right now is to think, just sit there and think for just a minute. Are you missing part of your spiritual clothing? Is part of your spiritual clothing missing right now? Are you short on compassion? Are you short on kindness or humility or gentleness? Maybe you have some of these things on, but they're kind of getting a little ragged. And maybe they need a little sprucing up. But we need to put on these things. We need to be wearing these things every day. So let's just pray and ask the Lord to show us maybe where some of our wardrobe is a little short and where we need to add some things and put some things on. So, Father, we just come before you so thankful. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that I can speak to the God of the universe and I can pray and you hear me and you listen to me. And I'm thank you for this message that I believe that you've given me. Father, I pray that you would help each one of us to think about these things and to really see where we are deficient. Where in our spiritual wardrobe are we lacking? What do we need to put on? Holy Spirit, just speak to us right now and show us. And for each one of us, I'm sure it will be something different. But you are a God who speaks individually to us and who can show us each where we need to improve and what we need to do. And I'm thankful for that as well. So, Lord, I pray that as you show us these things, Lord, that you would help us to realize that these things are not magic. These things do not happen every day, but they are things that we have to take the effort to put on. We have to take the effort to do these things. Lord, help us to grow in you and to become more used to thinking along the lines every day of what we need to do as far as putting on our spiritual clothes daily. Lord, I ask that you bless each one, Father, who hears this message, Lord, and just make it a light to them. And I ask it in Jesus' name. So we are so glad that you are here this morning. And I just ask that you have a blessed week. And I can't wait to see you next time. Hopefully next time we'll get to see each other face to face. So have a good week, everybody.